Blog Talk Radio.
Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And we're going to start off with Layla Hathaway, Angel. Right here on the Love Game.
Come true.
Wow, good morning, good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started by turning within and recognizing that there is only power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we begin to center our mind, center our thoughts, centering our breath, and as we become very present of the inner awareness, we call forth and invite and invoke that oneness. And I would like for you to take in a deep breath today, recognizing that there is power in the breath. Sometimes, family, we forget to breathe. We forget to breathe, family, breathe. There's power in the breath. So in this right now moment, I want you to take in a deep breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, breathing deep into the diaphragm, family. And don't forget to breathe into the heart, because what the heart has wisdom. So in this right now moment, I want you to take a deep breath. Breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last time, breathe. And release. Oh, Father God, Divine Mother, Father God, precious, precious Holy Spirit, I invite and invoke the presence of you into this call right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come in this right now moment. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to come in this right now moment and bring forth the fresh anointing, God, as I speak from the transcending power of my I Am presence, from my higher myself, God. I call forth and invite the beloved presence of you right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. And I ask you to remove any human-created thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove any human-created ego. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove all of myself that I may come empty in this right moment. That I may come absolutely empty and be filled by the presence of you right now, God. Come. That every cell in my body, God, every muscle fiber and every organ, and every living system in my body will come in complete agreement in this higher myself. Come, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, right now, God. Come right now, God. Come. Speak to somebody's mind. Come. And speak to somebody's heart, God. Speak, Holy Spirit. as I come this morning from the I Am Present, asking that every word of my mouth, God, and every meditation of my heart, Holy Spirit, bless this call right now, God. Bring peace, God, where there's no peace, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bring peace in our hearts, peace in our mind, peace in our soul, God. I'm asking you to bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. And where there's pain, God, I'm asking you to release it right now, Holy Spirit. As I come before you today, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come and bring forth a fresh anointing, God, this morning, God, that there will be your presence, God, that we will feel you in the consciousness of our I Am presence, that we could touch the hem of your garment, and it will raise the frequency and the vibration of this call right now, God. I'm calling forth your presence in the mighty consciousness of love, God, asking you to rain down your blessings, Holy Spirit. Asking you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and pour down a blessing that it won't be room enough for us to receive it. God, I'm calling forth your supernatural explosive blessings. God, I'm asking you to wow us on this Wednesday. Watch God wow us on Wednesday today, God. I'm asking you to wow every part of our life, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and show up and show out. God, I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to touch our children today, God. Bless their minds today, God. Remind them that they are mighty in the land, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to take the taste of anything that's in their mouth that is not of the highest good, God. I'm asking you to take away any thoughts, emotions that is causing them not to feel their highest and their best, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to release your legion of angels upon us right now, God. Release your legion of angels to go before us today, God, to create a path of ease, elegance, and grace, God. I'm asking you to open up your gates, your doors, your windows, your heaven, God, and pour out a financial substance blessing over our life, God. Oh, that you rain down money substance on us today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking for your blessings right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to do it right now in the consciousness of love. Somebody came this morning for a mind to be blessed, God. Oh, I'm asking you to speak to their hearts this morning, God, and speak to their minds as you bring forth a fresh anointing upon us today, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come right now, God. Oh, I'm asking you to come and open up our hearts to receive your blessing, God. Open up our minds to receive your thoughts, God. I'm asking you to let our words be your words, God, as we activate the presence of our consciousness of Christ, God, as we activate and invoke the presence of the consciousness of Christ in us as us right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come, God, and open us up to the presence of the truth, God, to let us see ourselves the way you see us, God. I'm asking you to activate the presence of our manifestations powers, God, the power to manifest, God, the power of our gifts, God, to open up and awaken to us our gifts and our talents and our manifestation gifts, God. I'm asking you to do it right now, God, so that we can see the presence of you as us, God, that when we look in the mirror of our eyes, we can see the presence of you as us right now, God, that we can be blessed by seeing the divine presence of the divine being that we are right now, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to come and let us see us as we truly are in the eyes of God. Come and let us see and recognize our greatness in this right now moment. I give thanks, Holy Spirit, for the victory, God. And I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. And if there's any special requests in their heart that I did not honor in this prayer, God, I lay it before you and ask you to bring it forth, God. If there's anything that is of concern, God, I lay it before your altar and disintegrate whatever is concerning them in the light of love this right now moment, knowing that love is the answer to all things, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to rain down your love right now, God, giving thanks that it is done. Consciousness, the nature of love. And in the name of love, we say, Amen. Good morning, Adam. Good morning. Good morning. Whew, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. And good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the clouds, the land, the soil, the trees, the bees, the flowers, and all the animals. Life and everything in the universe, we honor it and say good morning, universe. Good morning to all the energy. Oh, good morning to the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most angelic, most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke your presence, good morning, angels. Good morning to the archangels. I love just learning and sitting with the archangels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning to the ascended masters, as I invite and invoke the presence of the ascended masters. And I also want to invite the spirit guides and the master guides this morning. Good morning. Our unseen committee inviting all the presence that Holy Spirit sent to the planet with us to lead us and guide us. Good morning, good morning. And as we stop each and every day, just to be in remembrance of those who walked the journey before us, and as we pay homage to our known ancestors this morning, and as we speak their names, and as we honor their presence. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, Annie Mack, Miss Colette Grant. And as we honor those unknown ancestors, we give thanks for our known and unknown ancestors. And as we say, as we send love and pay homage to them, thank you, ancestors. We invite and invoke your presence here today. And as we send love into our descendants, to those who are going to come to this planet after us, we give thanks for our descendants today, sending love into those who will walk this journey of love behind us. And may our prayers and may the work that we do today be a blessing to those that come tomorrow. Good morning, Love Journey family. Welcome to another episode. I am Janina and Ingram. Good morning to my kings and queens. Love, love to the gods and goddesses. And peace, peace to my millionaires and billionaires this morning. Peace to the family. Love to each and every one of you all. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. And I am super excited to talk about fear today. So we've got a lot of things to cover. Today is July 19th. It's a Wednesday. And before we get started, I just want to remind you, tomorrow we kick off our series, Conversation Queens, Cold Conversations, Relationship, for 8 whole weeks. I'm super, super excited to bring to the table conversations on relationships. Wow, can you imagine? We're going to be talking about relationships tomorrow. And we got men who are reading the book. We got a few women reading the book. And we're going to have this great conversation. So I want to put that on your mind. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. Bring a friend, bring a family, or bring your spouse or someone that you potentially might want to bring, someone that you would like to date. But if not, bring your friends and other people that you might, because this is going to be a great conversation, because I believe when we can bring back family, when we can bring back the navigation of family and couples, I just want to say that I believe that will be the stability of our communities. You know, that was the one thing that we used to pride ourselves in, is our family. And I believe when we learn how to navigate back with our men and women and have a conversation and be able to laugh and love again. I think the love again, to bring back love in our community, especially our African American community. I love to see black love, black love. It's nothing like it. So that's what's going to be kicking off on the Love Journey tomorrow, the Queen's Code Conversation. And I'm super excited. We've invited some really phenomenal men. King James and Michael Taylor, and another guy, Juwan, I think that's his name. And then we got Deborah, Zakia, Janine, and Khadijah. And I asked King if Arlene wanted to, you know, speak about something. She was more than welcome to come in as well. It is a beautiful thing to see them in action. We started with the song. And I'm always excited about what the science of the mind is going to bring us. And today the science of the mind says, I am the truth, the way, and the life. I am the truth, the way, and the life. You should be free indeed when your days are not without a care, nor your nights without a warning and a grief, but rather when these things girdle your life, yet you rise above them naked and unbound. Khalil Gibran. That was a quote by Prophet Khalil Gibran. If you haven't read any of his books, you might want to read him. He's a powerful writer. In the book of the Science of the Mind on page 358 through 359, a quote comes from this book. It says, right here, through our own nature is the gateway and the path which leads to illumination, to realization, to inspiration, to the intuitive perception of everything. The highest faculty in us is intuition. Wow. In the magazine on July 19th, it says, the unconditional love of God, come on family, somebody ought to say amen to this, is flowing through and at us in every moment of every day. The unconditional love of God is flowing through and at us in every moment of every day. It is we who put the conditions on it. Come on, family. We do that by judging ourselves with others, by resisting of everything we say we want, by ideas of lack and limitation, by focusing on the negatives rather than the positives in our lives. Our active minds get in the way of experiencing this incredible love, seeking to express. Now, somebody better say amen to this. You see, our active minds get in the way of experiencing this incredible love, seeking to express fully through us and as us. You see, to experience the great power that is sourcing through us and as us in every moment, we must yield and surrender into it. We must turn off the negative mind chatter and feed our minds a steady flow of beautiful declarations of peace, of love, of joy, of abundance, of light, and all good things. We must reprogram our minds to see only good and infinite possibilities. Then we must be in a constant state of gratitude, which will not be hard because the more we program our minds to see only good, the more good we will experience. This is successful, joyful living. This is the recipe for having what you want in life. Now, is it easy? Absolutely not. No, not for those of us who have spent a great deal of time living in doubt, fear, worry, and confusion. But baby, let me tell you, it is the formula for success in this physical world. We choose this incarnation to practice this truth. We came to the planet to practice the truth. And in doing so, you will be supported in ways by unimaginable, undeniable, the individual, by the source that created you, family. And today's affirmation is, I am the unconditional love of God. And I allow that love to flow through me as me. I am the unconditional love of God. And I allow that flow. I allow that love to flow through me as me. Come on, God. You got to do your stuff. That's something that we need to integrate. To remind ourselves, who are we? You know, as I do each one of the days of the 21 days of this, of the Deepak and Deepak Chopra and Oprah's meditation, who am I? Who am I? And that's the question. Who are you? Who has been empowered you? So today I want you to take time, if you don't have time during the day, maybe before you go to bed tonight, take some time and really do this meditation, this powerful set of meditations this week. Good morning, Edge. So we're going to start off by listening to Love Should Set Us Free this morning by Mr. Kim, Kim, Kim. And then we're going to get it started with Fear.
Let it set Don't you wanna go, girl? Yeah.
Wow, you tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Kim. Can love set you free? Wow. All right, y'all know I love me some Kim. Good morning, family. We're talking about fear today. I read this article, and I had to share it. It said your fears will set you free, but only if you free them first. And here's a quote by Jim Morrison, and if you don't know who Jim Morrison is, it's interesting. Because when I was a little girl in Chicago, the Grateful Dead used to come to Chicago every year. And downtown traffic, I mean, it would take literally 45 minutes to get from one end of the block to the other if you were driving. And Jim Morrison said, expose yourself to your deepest fear. And then after that, fear has no power. And the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. And then you're free. When you expose yourself to your deepest fear, then the fear has no power. And then the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes. You are free, Jim Morrison said. You see, your fears will set you free only if you free them first. Isn't that interesting? Only if you free your fears first, family. I want you to think about that. Living in a fearfulness is a lonely place of mental trickery created by our ego to protect us. You see, this realm is something we all know, yet when we face our fears, we begin to pull the mask of our ego away and discover the hidden depths to who we are and who we are afraid to become. Have you ever thought about who are you really afraid to become? By using every thought and emotion as a gateway to self-knowledge and self-mastery, we can turn fear into our friend. Let me say that again. By using every thought and every emotion as a gateway to self-knowledge and self-mastery, we can turn fear into our friend. It's through fear that we find courage. It's through fear that we hear the echo of the lion's roar that lies within us all. Think about that, family. It's through the fear of hearing the lion's roar, every emotion and every thought as a gateway to self-knowledge and self-mastery. And then we can turn our fear into our friend, family. Can you imagine turning fear into your friend? I just want to say that again. Living in fearfulness is a lonely place of mental trickery created by our ego to protect us. This realm is something we all know, yet when we face our fears, we begin to pull the mask of our ego away and discover the depth to who we are and who we are afraid to become. Who are we afraid to become? See, by using every thought and emotion as a gateway to self-knowledge and self-mastery, we turn that fear into our friend. It is through fear that we find the courage. It's the echo of the lion's roar that lies within us all. You see, your fears will set you free, but only if you free them first. We got to expose ourselves to our deepest fear, and then after that, fear will have no power. And the fear of freedom shrinks and vanishes, and you become free, family. We never feel happy or resolute in fear. It's a pit of confusion, inner struggle and tension. Our fears are not something to fight with a mighty sword. Our fears are something that in the first instance we should embrace and question. The goal is to acknowledge what sits beneath that fear. Ask yourself, what are you protecting yourself from? Ask yourself what you fear to lose. Challenge your own belief systems, your belief system. When we question what we feel and think, we allow the transparency of those thoughts and emotions to find their way to the surface. We can uncover fears layer by layer to see what lies beyond. Fears are very often irrational and driven by a deeper source, maybe an old wound or a past failure. You see, our ego holds the memory of the past and the prospect of future uncertainty well. Let me say that again. You see, our ego holds the memory of the past and the prospect of future uncertainty well. Through questioning and mindfully challenging what makes you afraid, you open up a space for reflection and the truth that hides behind your fear. Break free of your thought cycle. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. The fearful are caught just as much as the bold. That's a quote from Helen Keller. The fearful are caught as often as the bold. So if you're going to get caught, might as well go for it doing what you love and doing what your heart wants to do instead of being in fear, right? Thoughts and emotion can easily gain momentum and spin us into a senseless world where we keep experiencing the same scenario, the same self-doubt, and fear stunts our ability to be vulnerable and open to new experiences. That same self-doubt and fear stunt our ability to be vulnerable and open to new experiences. We allow dread and worry to possess us in the memory bank of our bodies. I want you to think about that. We allow the dread and worry to possess us in the memory banks of our body. Our cells have memories. Muscle fibers have memory, and it remembers every fear. Yet when we look deep into those feelings, we effectively release them from their bounds. We give ourselves chances to break free from them. Fear operates like a hamster wheel, enclosing you in a circular patterns that repeat the same motion over and over again. You see, fear grows in confidence each time around. We cannot find new perspectives if we remain on the turn of the same revolving sequence. When we valiantly leap off the hamster wheel is when we can see past the illusion of fear. Breaking the chain means we can stop, and then we can start to strip back what keeps us afraid, doubtful, or in a state of disharmony. Dig deep through the layers. And if we're not careful, we can all become museums of fear. You see, there's a pattern to many of our intrinsic emotions. Once we rebel from the patterns that hold us back, we are able to actually face what is before us and reflect upon it. We need to dig deeper into our thoughts and emotions rather than accepting them at face value. You see, if we brush past what we feel and think without really delving into what drives the mental and emotional energy, then we can easily be fooled into believing it all. Remember that doubts and fears and worries are not the truth of you. Your inner essence and soul carry the strength and the authenticity of you, and this is outside of any falsehood created in your mind or felt on a surface level. Let me say this again. Your inner essence and soul carries the strength and authenticity of you, and this is outside of any falsehoods created in your mind or felt on a surface level. The journey through fear is to see it for what it is. The journey through fear is to see it for what it is, a memory or an irrational prospect of what you don't want. Presence and then begin to uncover each layer of it. As we grow in age, we grow in layers. As we grow in numbers, years, we grow in layers. Fears that are not dealt with will keep finding their way back to us, family. Fears that are not dealt with will keep finding their way. How did you find your way back here? How did you find your way back here? Fears that are not dealt with will keep finding their way back. And we will repeat what we do rather than take the opportunity to repair. we will repeat what we do rather than take the opportunity to repair. It is often what we are most afraid of that vibrates from a seemingly forgotten inner wound. It is often what we are most afraid of that vibrates from a seemingly forgotten inner wound or weak spot that we need to insightfully strengthen. Family, find growth. Fear your friend. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less. That's a quote by Marie Curie. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less. So how can we courageously evolve and engage in the full newness and magic of life if we are not first pushed a little? As human beings, we grow against resistance. We grow against resistance. Just like the muscles in our body that allow us to move, we gain strength and endurance through some kind of overload. Pain opens up to our vulnerability. Pain opens us up to our vulnerability. Pain opens us up to our vulnerability. Pain opens us up to our vulnerability, the center of our heart space, and fear nourishes our need for bravery. Wow. When we feel fear, it's a sign of something within us that we need to challenge ourselves to change. It is our powerful information. What is your fear speaking to you about on a deeper level? What is your fear speaking to you about on a deeper level? An element of danger and risk is the undertone of our existence because following our hearts is built on chance. We need to indulge in our inner struggles so we can realize the full magnitude of our brilliant power to overcome them. Yes, we need to indulge in our inner struggles so we can realize the full magnitude of our brilliant power to overcome them. When you expose yourself to your fears, you find a rebellious touch of liberation. You release yourself from a vice grip and discover an odyssey of courage. Let me say that again. When you expose yourself to your fears, you find a rebellious touch of liberation. You release yourself from a vice grip and discover an odyssey of courage, truth, and faith to move forward. Now you can choose to replace your fear with faith, becoming fearless through fear. We should humanize our fears rather than demonize our fears. Most of us demonize our fears, but we should humanize our fears rather than demonize them. We should not fear fear. Don't be afraid of fear. We can choose to embrace, accept, and challenge what scares us by uncovering what lies beneath the tears and the secrets of our soul. Ooh, don't fight the fear. Don't fight the fear. Don't fight your fears. Free them, and you will free yourself. Humanize our fears rather than demonize them. We should not fear fear. We can choose to embrace, accept, and challenge what scares us by uncovering what lies beneath the tears and the secrets of our soul. Don't fight the fears. Free them, and then you free yourself. Wow. How we let these fears debilitate us. How many of us have procrastinated too long on a book that we should have got out 10 years ago? Procrastination is just another name for fear. How many of us keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result? Just another name for fear. How many of us keep letting the negative talk debilitate us from moving forward into the space of our greatest version? Just another name for fear. You see, fear carries many different faces. But I come to remind you today that fear can be a gift if we allow ourselves to let the fear be the gift. So many people let fear stop them in their tracks. They see it as an alarm going off to warn them that they should not move forward. Fear is a gift, family. Unless you are in mortal danger, fear is a compass showing you where to go, because there are teachers who will tell you to live a fearless life. But I think that we need to stop trying to live a fearless life. I think we want to live what I call a fearful life, because if you think about it, right before the most incredible times in your life, you were terrified. That is a sign you are growing. So I say, follow the fear rather than making yourself wrong for being afraid. Moving past fear means finding enough strength in your heart to override what your head is telling us in order to keep us safe. Family, moving past fear means finding enough strength in your heart to override what your head is telling you in order to keep you safe. While the heart calls us to tell the person we love them, leave the relationship, start the business, or move toward our desires, the mind is busy coming up with all the excuses of why we should be doing something different, why it's not safe to do these things. All these things you have ever wanted to do are outside your comfort zone, family. Anything you ever wanted to do that's major contribution to the planet is outside your comfort zone and by definition will make you afraid. Fear is something very real that we have to deal with because it's a biochemical response in the brain that gets triggered when we step into uncertainty. Think about that. Biochemical response in the brain that keeps us in uncertainty. I want you to really think about that. Unless you're in danger, fear is a compass. It's a biochemical response in the brain that keeps us from moving forward into the greater version of our life. So many of us think fear is the opposite of love, but fear can be our friend. Fear can be the gift. The belief is stopping you from unlocking your unlived potential and holding you back from living your purpose. For us to live our purpose, for us to live the life we know deep in our guts that we're meant to be living, we must move past the fear. But however, moving past fear doesn't mean getting rid of it. We must learn to see fear in a new way. Did you know that? Yes, we can. There are a couple of ways to look at fear. One, fear means we are getting closer to living our purpose. But then there's a fear that means we are holding back our unlimited potential. We're allowing it to debilitate us. So let's talk about this and bring this to life, all the dormant potential that's within you. Just give a voice of encouragement for you to take the leap and find the courage. When you learn the difference, you take massive control of your life, and you have powerful clarity that will help you understand the exact next steps you can take to get unstuck and get about the business of living the gift that you were meant to be on the planet. Not knowing the difference will keep you stuck on a hamster wheel while life just passes you right by. Let's learn the difference between the fears. Knowing this one key distinction could be the exact thing you've been looking for to create a true and lasting breakthrough in your life. And after you discover the difference, what will you do? What kind of fear has been stopping you up until now? Now that you know this, what is your next action step? How will you take the courageous step to move you forward in your life and create a massive positive ripple effect? And it's certainly, the good news is that we can move past the fear. But let me tell you what not so good news is. Fear is never going to go away. And in fact, if recognizing that fear is never going away, that helps us to conquer it. You see, there's this idea in the spiritual community that fear is the dark force that we must avoid like Darth Vader. But the truth is, if you look at the way our brains are wired in the limbic system, fear is an automatic nervous system response to uncertainty. And the strange dichotomy and joke, the divine joke is that to live your purpose, to step out and to be big and to grow and to expand and to grow beyond what you currently are as far as circumstance requires, that on a daily basis, we must face our fears. Let me say this again. There's this idea in the spiritual community that fear is this dark force that we must avoid like Darth Vader. But the truth is, if you look at the way our brains are wired in the limbic system, fear is an automatic nervous system response to uncertainty. And the strange dichotomy and joke, the divine joke here, is that to live your purpose, to step out and be big and to grow and to expand and to grow beyond what you currently are as far as circumstance requires, that on a daily basis, we look fear in this face, baby. So the way in which you conquer your fear is to stop expecting yourself to not be afraid. So the way in which you conquer your fear is to stop expecting yourself to not be afraid. You're going to be afraid. That's the reality. I can tell you that before I step on the stage, before I write my books, before I travel, before I do anything that brings me closer to my purpose, there is some fear that show up. So the way we must learn to conquer fear is to reframe fear and recognize that there's actually fear can be our friend. Now there's fear, survival fear. It looks like this. I'm walking down an alleyway and there's a person with a weapon. That's survival fear. It's necessary to run. Or if I'm in the military in a combat zone, it's necessary to be afraid to stay alive. So there are moments where when our survival is on the line and fear keeps us alive, the problem is our brain is binary, family. Let me say this, and I want you to really hear this. Because our brain is binary and cannot tell the difference between survival fear and what we call irrational fear. Our brains are binary. Irrational fear is, I live my purpose, then I die. If I speak up and become my authentic self, no one will approve of me. Or if I decide to finally lose or release weight, no one will love me because I show my true self. If I decide to have a voice or write that book, no one will hear me. Whatever the irrational fear is. And what I spend most of my time doing is helping my clients, my coaching clients, distinguish between survival fear, which is necessary, and irrational fear, which is just the brain doing what the brain does, which is trying to keep us alive. So the brain, the limbic system, is challenged by our spiritual growth because it's scary to grow spiritually. Oh, my God, family, OMG, it is so scary. I can tell you from my life lived, it is so scary to grow spiritually. Let me just tell you, family, I tell you, I've ran 20 offices for Chicago Housing Authority, had over 400 people under my authority. But when God gave me the love journey, can I tell you, every day I have to wake up and face the fear. It gets easier. And every time I do something different, I have to face the fear. It's not easy. It's scary to grow spiritually. And when you have new spiritual insight, when you have new spiritual awareness, all of a sudden there's this new stuff you got to do. Come on, Moses. Somebody better say amen up in here. God said, go before the Pharaoh. God, it's not me. That's not for me. I don't speak well, God. In fact, I stutter. That's what I told God. In fact, I don't have a good command of the English language, God. I don't think, Janine, is what it is. And I was telling my daughter about her job that she had to do. She said, I'm going to tell God, that's not for me. I don't want to do that. I said, that's the same thing Moses said, God. But let me tell you, it's not easy growing spiritually. All of a sudden, there's this new stuff you got to do. Maybe you got to break up with some. Well, maybe you got to disagree, those hard conversations. Maybe you got to redefine your power within your family structure. Or maybe it's time to start a business. Maybe it's time to write that book. Maybe it's time to finally stop saying you big bone and realize you got to stop binging and eating chocolate cake because your husband want to make you a chocolate cake in the midnight hours because he know you love dark chocolate, hot cake. And watching Netflix. That's my husband, y'all. I'm talking about my stuff here. Whatever it is, you can certainly live your purpose. And you can certainly grow into who you meant to become. But you got to look at the differences between the fear. So here's the tip. Make a list of all the things you're afraid of. Make a whole list. It could be I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared that if I start my blog, no one will open my email. Or whatever the fear. It doesn't matter. Make an entire list. And ask yourself, is this an irrational fear or is this a survival fear? So let me tell you, every time it gets closer to the sunrise service, guess what happens? I get a fear mode. But what if nobody don't come this year? Don't be the good this year. What if the people, I have all this crazy stuff. It's like having a party and nobody and thinking nobody's going to come to your party. It doesn't matter. Make an entire list and ask yourself, what kind of fear is this? So if you're afraid that you're not going to make your rent every month, well, that's a necessary fear because we obviously have to make our rent each month. And before you can live an abundant life on your own business, you got to figure out how to make money doing that. So, of course, there might be a job you need to keep until you start to live in the money making in your own business. But make a list and start to understand what kind of fear is it. And here's what I want you to do. If it's survival fear, understood, no worries, all good. Make sure to really address those so that you can stay alive. But then with those irrational fears, side, I want you to go straight into them and call it what it is. Go straight into it. That's what I want you to do. But call it out. Call it BS on your fear. Call straight into them because the truth is not everyone's going to approve of you, family. Everybody's not going to approve of you. Not everyone is going to be happy by your individuation. Not everyone is going to celebrate your newfound spiritual awareness. And do not let that stop you because that's an irrational fear. If you knew who walked beside you all the time, come on, Holy Spirit. If you knew who walked beside you all the time, if you knew how supported you were spiritually, if you knew there was a divine presence, if you knew a divine creator urging you to live your purpose, urging you outside of your irrational fear, come on, family, what would you do? Would you never question yourself again? But my friend, the journey is about knowing that for yourself. See, it's about knowing that God said, I'll never leave nor forsake you. It's about knowing God said when you stand up there to speak and you don't know a word that you're going to speak, that the Spirit will speak through you. Come on, Holy Spirit. I know it to be true. I'm not talking something just to be telling you something that I read or teaching you something that I theoretically know. I know without a shadow of a doubt when you take the first step, the next steps will be taken by the presence. I know many times when I got on this phone and didn't know a thing I was going to say, God, you're going to have to take over because I don't know what I'm going to talk about, God. I done talked out of all the things that I physically know to talk about. And when I get, and sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to say until I open my mouth. Come on, Holy Spirit, who said that? Ooh, that's some good stuff. Sometimes I be talking, I'm up here in this conversation with you all, and I be like, ooh, I'll be the listener as well. Sometimes I go back and listen because it was so good because it wasn't me who was speaking. It's the divine presence. I tell you, when you begin to write the book and you begin to sit still and you begin to take over, the pen will begin to write itself. You be like, who wrote these words? That's some good stuff, God. So, no, everybody's not going to celebrate your spiritual awareness. No,
everybody's not going to approve of you, and everybody's not going to be happy. But don't let that stop you, because that's all irrational fear. Because I want to tell you again, if you knew who walked beside you, see, if you understood who walked beside you all the time, if you knew how supported you were spiritually, if you just knew that there was a divine presence as you, in you, all around you, and that the divine creator is urging you to live on purpose. The divine creator is knocking in your heart, saying, let me express more of myself. Let me tell you, your dreams that are waiting for you, your dreams that's calling your name, is God knocking at your heart. God is knocking at your heart, saying, let me express more of myself through you. Your dreams are just God waiting to express more of his divine self through you. And God chose you today to write that book. God chose you today to write that movie. God chose you today to start that business. God chose you today to be the healer on the planet. God chose you to be on this planet for such a time as this, to do what you've been called to do in a way that nobody else can do it, because only you can do what you've been called to do with your special sauce in a way that you can do it. My friend, the journey is about knowing it for yourself, because it's easy for me to talk about it. But today I want you to be about it. You might say, oh, Janine, it's easy for you. Oh, Janine, you did it. Oh, no. You see, the way these things happen is by following the advice that I'm giving you right now. You see, the master, someone who's further ahead of you, has faced those fears, has gone through it. And it was just as difficult, and still just as difficult for me today as it is for you. And it was just as difficult for me when I first started this love journey. Many days I got up and wanted to say, God, I don't want to get up on the prayer line today. I'm not feeling like praying today, God. I just don't feel like, I don't feel it, God. I'm going through too much. I got these too many issues going on in my life, and then I get up and do it anyway. Sometimes I would have to literally pick my legs up to get out the bed, because I didn't want to get out the bed, because I was debilitated by my own fears, debilitated by my own problems, my own challenges. How can I be the one to get on this line and tell people anything, God? Because I'm going through too much right now, God. And God said, just get up anyway. But God, how am I going there and tell them all this stuff when I'm not living it yet, God? Get up and do it anyway, God. Well, how am I tell them about having faith when I'm not really feeling faithful right now, God? God said, get up and do it anyway. By the time I would get off the phone, I'd feel so much better. By the time I heard my own prayers, by the time I got through with my own conversation, my faith was rejuvenated. So I'm here as the beacon, walking the journey with you, saying, come on, let's do it. It's okay. Lean on faith. Lean on your creator. Lean on the divine, because there's a way for you. There's a way to conquer your fear, to anticipate it, and then to tell the difference between the different fears. And here's what you find, that 99% of what you were afraid of was irrational anyway. So I stop by to remind you today, family, you'll never get rid of fear. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. It's my own understanding. Now, if somebody else got a different understanding, that they stand on a mountain and they never feel fear, then I'd like to know about it. But I tell you, every time I step into something new, every time I start something, some new uncertainty things, and doing these things that are just walking in this stuff, there's many days I wake up and have to face it and just say, come on, we're going to do it anyway. So I come to tell you, what I decided to do is stop fighting it and sit the fear next to me and say, okay, fear, what are we here today? What you here to teach me today? What did you come to share with me today? And what must I do anyway that you're telling me that I shouldn't be doing? And then I just move through it the best I can. Yeah, sometimes I procrastinate. Sometimes I take longer to do than what I should. And I pray that one day it won't be like that. But sometimes it is. But I move through it anyway. I look it in his face anyway. And I said, if I made a commitment, I got to be committed to the commitment. That's why I show up. But I tell you, facing my fears each day, looking fear in his face each day has brought out a greater version of myself. Sometimes I do stuff, be like, oh, my God, did you do that to me? Did you really do that? I didn't even know I was capable of. When I stepped into the uncertainty of creating my first movie called Surrender, I remember having to draw out my storyboards, and I was trying, and I didn't even couldn't even think what to write in the script, and I waited till the last minute because of fear. I don't know how to write no script. That's what I kept saying to myself. And I definitely can't draw. And so, night before the homework's due, to create this movie, I had to have a script and the storyboards in. And I just couldn't think of nothing. I don't know how to do this, God. How did I get caught? I'm fussing and crying. And I'm crying and I'm praying to God. I'm crying to God. And I get ready to go to sleep. And the word surrender came to my mind. I said, oh, that's a great movie title. So I wrote down Surrender. Then I thought I was going to go back to sleep. I get all the words to the movie script. Then I put in my script, because I have a script software, and I begin to type in all the stuff into the script software. Oh, cool. So then I say, oh, I don't know how to draw, God. I don't know how to draw. And I say, Brent, can you draw my storyboards? He said, no, you need to draw your own storyboards. I surrender again, and I actually draw my storyboards. And I didn't even know I could really draw that good. But the storyboards drawings was like, wow, did I do that? And then to convey my story through the lens of the camera, oh, my God, to get my actors to direct and produce and get my actors to see the vision and to get my lighting and everything just perfect and to put the music to every scene and the music to convey the feeling and the emotion that I want to convey in that scene. Oh, my God. And to see it come together was the most amazing thing that I think I've done to date, to actually see the vision come into the lens of the camera and to output what it got. And my movie Surrendered won first place as a student film festival. In the Student Film Festival at Chicago State University. So I won first place after all that crying, after all that fighting. And all I could remember going to sleep and God said, surrender. And I just started to write and it just started to come. And then I fight again because I can't draw, God. I don't know how to draw. And Brent won't draw for me. And I'm mad at Brent because he usually draws my stuff. But for some reason, he wouldn't. But that was God making me say what I did. And today, a film, a motherless child, a life of a female hustler. And every day I get closer and closer to the day that I bring that baby to life. And I walk the red carpet and I walk the award-winning festival with my movies. I'm super excited. Never in the life of me would I ever have seen me in this capacity. Because of what I learned today, family, is fear is my friend, but more importantly, God's vision is a better and bigger vision. So today, my prayer for you, family, is in Ephesians 3:24, life for you, that you will allow God to abundantly now give more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. Then I'll be living this life. No. Because what the vision for my life was totally different. I never saw myself standing before people praying. Never saw myself standing before people speaking about the goodness and the purpose and the design that we are. Never would I have saw that for myself. Because what I had planned for me didn't have nothing to do with what God had planned for me to do. And I'm going to tell you today, God's plan is better.
Any questions, comments, concerns, star, press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 on teleconference. All right, I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, sir. I want to thank you. You're welcome.
That's all. I just want to thank you.
I want to thank you, too. Thank you. God bless. All right, family. Any, if you're on Blog Talk, press 1. Let us know that you're here on Blog Talk by pressing 1. And star 6 on the teleconference line. I love this conversation. Thank you for allowing me to bring it in because it just felt good to my soul today. I don't know, it felt good to my soul. And I just tell you, if you keep moving, just keep moving. It's going to work out. I never saw myself doing what I'm doing today. Never. And it was very fearful for me. I can't even tell. And I'm not even saying I ain't even. I'm still scared, y'all. Still, but not as scared as I was when I first started. Oh, my God. My stomach used to hurt when I could sit. Okay, Janine, we're going to put you on stage next. What? And I wanted to just run out the back door. My stomach would hurt, butterflies. Yeah, I remember literally standing on stage. I looked so cute. I had on a cute little black and white dress, had on some black pumps I bought. And I literally looked at myself on the video, and I literally had one leg in the back, like flipped up, and I was holding a heel in my hand, standing on stage on one leg. I can't believe it. I'm like, what was I doing? I'm literally holding my heel that I have on my feet in my hand, standing on one leg, like, what in the world? Somebody should have told me. Oh, but I guess they were so engrossed in my conversation that they didn't care. So if I have any questions, comments, concerns, one more time, star 6 and press 1. All right. I just want to let you know, Queen's Cold Conversation tomorrow. I'm super excited. Relationship. Oh, I'm super excited. I love when we get to talk about how to navigate through love. Because you know I love. All right, that's tomorrow. We got all the beautiful queens coming to the call tomorrow. We got our beautiful kings. And we're not going to just talk about it from one perspective. We're going to talk about it from a men perspective and women perspective. And I'm super excited. We're going to first start off with the first chapter in the Queen's Code, Frog Farming. Yes, and if you don't haven't read the book, then you don't even know what frog farming is. But if you read the book, then you know what I'm talking about. All right, so we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And I want to make sure that you bring your friends, bring someone that you might potentially want to date and make your spouse. Or if you have a spouse, invite them to the call tomorrow. Let's bring love. Let's reawaken love in our community. Yeah. Reawaken love in our community. And I think that family is the backbone of community. And I believe when we start navigating in relationships differently and more lovingly, I think we start seeing different results in our community. Love, you know, love has a way of softening the edges. Love have a way of bringing out the best of people, making people smile. I used to wonder why, well, I'm not going to say that. You know, they say, girl, you need to blah, blah, blah some. You know, and I used to wonder what they used to mean by that when I was a little girl. But now I really understand why people say that. It is so amazing to watch people from when they weren't in a relationship long term, and then they get in a relationship, they start getting softer. Their conversations are different. They're not so harsh in the things they say. It's just wonderful to see the tone change from love. And so I'm super excited. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. So if you're interested in learning more about relationships and energy, and that's what I love about the Queen's Code, even though there's some things that she really doesn't get into in terms of energy, but she really talks about energy and in a way that really shifts our relationship to our men and the men to us. So I'm just looking forward to us learning, growing, and expanding together. I'm looking forward to
hearing testimonies about your anointed marriage, your anointed relationship, your anointed divine space in that area. And so we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. Don't forget to invite someone to our Queen's Code conversation, and that's going to be every Thursday for 8 whole weeks. 8 whole weeks. All right, family, that's tomorrow. Don't forget the Love Journey Sunrise Service, August 6th. We're going to be shutting it down, family. Yes, yes, yes. I got some great downloads. I love when the downloads come. My spirit started to move through you. It's going to be some great stuff. The journey to the journey of the soul. You know, it's something powerful when we reach into the soul, into the essence of our being to express our knowing. What the soul's knowing. See, the soul knows exactly why you're here. You see, the soul knows the goals of your life. And so we're going to be activating the presence of that energy so we can understand it. So this year, when we write to release in the releasing the fire burning ceremony, it's going to be all about releasing the conditioning, the veils, the fears, the stuff that has kept you from really living the souls of your goals. I tell you, life changes when you sit still with the soul and become present with what you came to the planet for. See, when I became present to that, I'm like, oh my God, when God revealed to me what my goal was for life, I was absolutely stunned. I remember sitting in meditation, and I remember asking the right questions. I remember, and the vision came in my mind when we were doing a visioning, and I said, oh, no, that can't be for me. And I dismissed it on several occasions. Janice? No, that's not me. And I'd be like, that's the crazy thing. That's what I'd be like, oh, no, that's not for me. I didn't know what was for me, but I'm going to deny the vision that God put in my eyes to show me. And God kept showing me, and I kept throwing it away. Well, I'm here to show you how to get to that vision for your life and see what God's plan is for your life, and then to show you how to activate it. And we're going to do all that on August 6th by asking the right questions, by getting into the souls, the meditation of the soul. And then you're going to take that back with you and you're going to journal it. And the more you realize that the vision God placed in your eyes, in your third eye, is exactly what you came to the planet to be, and then you don't know how to get there, guess what? You don't got to know how. All you got to do is surrender, family. And that's what we're going to talk about on the Sunrise Service Fire Burning Ceremony. Then we got that test to the testimony, baby. We got some people coming up to tell you a few stories about how they told them they got 6 months to live, how they said, you'll never walk, you'll never talk again, you'll never have full capacity of your faculties again. But I tell you, your plan and God's plan is different, family. You see, the master plan, the master physician knows all. And baby, I know when you get through hearing those testimonies, it's going to be nothing but tears. But we're going to see that God has shown you that you have a life worth living. You see, God saved you because God thought you was worth saving. Oh, man. Of course, we got Deo Dancers. They're going to be right here in Chicago, shutting it down. Ray Sipman, world greatest saxophonist. The Mime, Bobby Hutchins. And we got the Drum Divas. We got all ladies on the drums, the divas of the drums, baby. We're going to open up with the African dance, with the Shaker Ray, African dancers, and the Drum Divas. Come, family, and be partaking in this beautiful experience. August 6th, 5:30 in the morning. Yes, 5:30 is to watch the sun rise, to be present when the sun begins to make her appearance. It is nothing more amazing to be in the experience as the sun greets us and kisses us with the warmth on our face to say good morning, love. good morning, love. And then she smiles on us and she reminds us that we are love. It's so beautiful to just stand in the presence of God's mastery, artful. And every year, I don't care what year, for the 8 whole years, the sun never do what it do the same. The cloud formation is never the same. But I tell you, it is a beautiful work of art to stand in the awe of God's mastery, artistry. And it's beautiful every year. I can tell you the year that we saw a rainbow, the drummers are drumming. And it's raining in every part of Chicago. And I mean raining cats and dogs. But in the space that we in, there is no rain. And a rainbow comes over our space. Not one rainbow, but 2 rainbows. And I just said, go, Holy Spirit. Go, Holy Spirit. Do your stuff. One year, we did the balloon release. And this has never happened. And all the balloons went into the sky. And then the clouds formed an embrace around all the balloons. And white doves came flying out of the clouds after the balloons went in. Come on now, God. I'll tell you, and some years, you can see like an angel wings in the clouds. So every year, the clouds, the sky, it speaks to us. And so I just give thanks, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's so beautiful to stand before the presence of the Most High God. Beautiful art. And not to mention how beautiful the hues and the rays of the color of God's chocolate people. Oh, my God. It's something regal in the colors and the hues of the people of our race. When we walk out there in our white family, I'm telling you, those men walk out there and they be standing regal and they're white. And I'm talking about from the darkest to the dark to the light of the light, this beauty in our people standing. And the ladies, I don't care what shape, size, color, height, I'm talking about something beautiful happens when they walk on the land, the soil with that white on, just standing before the sea of those beautiful men and women, understanding the beauty of God's people planted in this space. It's just so beautiful. And maybe it could be just my eyes, because my children say I look through rose-colored glasses. Well, if that's the glasses I see, I want to keep on looking through it, because I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. Oftentimes, I think about Billie Holiday. I went to see her play, right? And it was a play about her life. And when she, you know, Billie Holiday drank a little bit much and she did a few drugs, you know. So when she got it, she wanted to always sing at Carnegie Key Hall, baby. And she finally gets there, right? Y'all know the experiences that it took back then for a black woman to stand in front of many millions of people at Carnegie Hall to sing, right? And she said she remembered standing up there. And she remembered getting ready to sing, and she looked out into the people, and she said, y'all some pretty, and she cussed MFs out there. Sometimes I'll be standing up there, and I feel like Billie Holiday. I want to say, y'all some pretty MFs out. But I know nobody wouldn't really get in and understand it. What? And who? What? But that's how I feel. I feel like I remember the scene in the play. And I remember how the lighting was. And I remember how in awe she was of the audience, the sea of the audience. And I remember standing before all these beautiful people. And I just wanted to just cuss. I just want to cuss. Because sometimes, and even though I'm not a cursor, even though I don't even really use curse words, sometimes the emphaticness of the curse word, you just want to say it because that's just how deep you feel. And sometimes you can't find other words to emphatically let you know the beauty that I see when I stand before you. Oh, my God. Okay, I know I went off. So really, August 6th, right here in Chicago, 39th Street, boy, to a transformative, powerful, riveting, evocative, provocative time. And I'm looking forward to all of those who will be there and traveling mercy to those who will fly in and come from all around the world. And I'm so grateful. But I want to say those who can't make it this year, I just want you to know, I know you'll be there in spirit and you'll be sending us love and showering your prayers with us in one spirit and one mind. And I just want to know that I thank you right now. And so if you're not busy on August 6th and you live in the Chicagoland area, come out. And if you've never been to one of our sunrises, this is our 9th annual sunrise service, and I tell you, it's going to be a blast. It's going to be amazing, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the beautiful faces dressed in white come and be a part of our 9th annual gathering to love on the planet right here in Chicago. 39th Street Beach, August 6th, family. First Sunday in August, every first Sunday in August. And I just want to stop and give thanks to the Most High for giving us great weather every year. We have never, ever had anything but great weather. So I give thanks that God sees fit to make sure the atmosphere is perfect conditions for us to gather together. Okay, thank you, God. That's August 6th, family. I just want you to come and be a part of the family. I just want you to come if you've never been so I could meet you face to face. I just want you to come because I want your presence to be in the building of 39th Street Beach. All right, family. This has been the Love Journey. Again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you got anything you want to tell us about, *6. If you want to talk about someone, Blog Talk, press 1. All right. Again, I just always remind you that your life really is a gift from God. And how you live it and what you do can be a gift back to God. Today, I want you to know, family, that love is really the only choice. Because my grandma told us growing up, there's not an ill, love can't heal. There's not a prescription, love can't fill. And for every question, love is the answer. Love is the answer. Family, I want you to stop dreaming and start living your God-sized dream, family. I want you to start living your God-sized dreams, family. Yes, they say if your dream's not scaring you, it's not big enough, family. Come on, family, let's get those big dreams out there. And I want you to know, it's already done. It's already working. This is William Murphy right here on the Love Journey. Family, it's working. Family, I forgot to tell you, Carla LaVoe Hawkins, she's having her prayer breakfast again. She's shutting it down the day before. Praying is up. Don't forget to check out Carla LaVoe's page, Love Journey's page, and look for the flyer. And if you just want to contact Carla LaVoe, 708-878-1633. That's 708-878-1633. Carla LaVoe Hawkins family, 708-878-1633. The prayer breakfast is Saturday morning. Don't forget. 878-1633. That's 708, family. One more time, 708-878-1633. That's Carla LaVoe Hawkins for the prayer breakfast on Saturday morning. Don't forget, don't delay. Get your tickets today, family. That's with Carla LaVoe Hawkins. All right, now I'm gone. It's working.
Grace. perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season. For grace. For what else? For favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Everything is working together for my good. Hey, church, everything is working. Don't feel good. But it's working
for my good.
Say it again, y'all. Circumstance says it's already getting better.